Boker Tov, here we are on the 26th day of the Omer, Tov Shin Samach Zayin, Chagiga, Daf Chav Beis. We're holding in the middle of the daf. We got down to V'hodarov of the Rabbi Eloi Tanoihi, which is a line down from the middle of the page. V'hodarov of the Rabbi Eloi Tanoihi. Yesterday we had a machlokas, how to understand one of the ma'alot, which boiled down to machloket about whether there are 10 ma'alot in the Mishnah or 11 ma'alot in the Mishnah. If there's 10 ma'alot in the Mishnah, then there's two cases that are expressions of the chashash of chatzitza by Kodesh. One is that ein matbil in kli betoch kli, because it's heavy and may cause the water to not to be unable to penetrate. And the other was the case of the kosher, that we have to undo pleats and ties in a beged before being tevilah, according to Rambam, undo places in a kli that are connected to each other, like a bed, for instance, and release it. And those two would be actually one. And that was Rabbi Loi's pshat. And according to Rava, there are two separate cases, which means there are 11 ma'alot in the Mishnah. In the case of the ein matbil kli betoch kli, had nothing to do with the weight of the kli. It had to do with the chashash that you might put some needle into a Coke bottle and then be tovah the Coke bottle, and if the Coke bottle were tahor, it wouldn't be a proper tefillah because it would be no shofar tanod that would be mechaber the water inside the bottle with the water outside the bottle, and therefore it's a completely separate issue. That machloket is a machloket actually in between Tanaim, the Tanya. Salve gargutni, and yesterday we said, according to Rava, a sal, and a gargutni, which is a very large sal that's used for filtering wine during the pressing season. So there would be no chashash because they don't make such kelim in a way that could possibly prevent water from entering through shofar tanur, because it's always made with one side completely open. And therefore, there, according to Rava, there would be no takana, which means that the difference, that would be a difference between them. The difference between Rava's pshat, who isn't choshish for tvevah shakli, and Rabbi Lo, would be exactly this case. As we said yesterday, salve gargud. And it happens to be that about the nature of kli betov kli, in a salve gargud, it is a machloka tanoi. That salve gargud nishimil an kelim vid bilan, bein le kodesh, bein le truma tohorim. So according to the Tanakama, since it's a salve gargud, apparently there's no pshash of kli betov kli, which could only be why? Because the kovet shokli is not the issue, but rather the gezerah of pochot mishover tanod is the issue. So that would be a raya to Rava. This man would be holding like Rava, whereas Abba Shalom there, even when it comes to salver gargutni, the truma, it's a perfectly good tefillah for truma, yes, because these ma'alot were said only for kodesh, not for truma. Avalola kodesh. So, one second, says the Gemara. So, in other words, you're telling me now that there's a serious chashash over here of being tevil the tvi to cleave in the wrong way. So, why is this exer only for kodesh? Yachel the truma nami. Well, what do you mean the truma nami? Leman kamrinan. Who exactly are we telling this halacha to that are going to pay any attention to this halacha? Obviously, to chaverim. In other words, they have to know not to be tevil kli betoch kli. So, the Amoritz is not asking you about the ma'alot. He has no interest in the ma'alot. So, why would I have to make a gezera for truma? Chaverim midei yada. If you're talking about truma, which is only bidei chaverim, so chaverim know about the shir of shofar tanod. And according to Rashi, they know not to be matvil a heavy kli on another kli. Well, I understand. If you could say, you said about all the ma'alot, so then what's the point of making ma'alot? You say, the ma'alot are only for chaverim, so then why make ma'alot for kodesh anyway? So, yochi, kodesh nami? No. Kodesh, if an amoret sees the chaver being matvil kli betov kli, and he doesn't know the difference between place where there is a shofar tanod or not, so then chozulei amoret vazo matvil, he'll come and be tevil on his own kelim, and then those kelim will be no good for kodesh. No, he said the same thing for Truma. Truma, he'll also, Chanani Chazalei Amoritz, and he'll go and he'll be tevil wrongly. Yeah, so what if he would? We're not going to accept the Truma from him anyway, so who cares? Why would we accept Truma from him? We anyway assume that he's Tomei and therefore is Matami the Truma. So a Kohen who is a Chaver could never accept Truma anyway from an Amoritz because it would be inedible. So then Kodesh, we should also not be Mekabel. I mean, if we're not Mekabel Truma, we certainly shouldn't be Mekabel Kodesh. No, you can't do that. Havilei Eva? What do you mean? Then you'll really, you'll get him mad. I mean, he'll be mad as a hornet. What kind of business is this? My stuff is not kosher enough for you? So if you say the same thing about Truma, I said, Truma, you also get him angry. Truma, Nami, Havilei Eva? Leichpatle. When it comes to Truma, he doesn't care. You know what? You don't want my Truma? I got better Kohanim to give Truma to. We'll go find another Kohen. But how's he going to go find another Beit HaMikdash? So the Mela, when it comes over there, lo yichpatle. Those are Yarva, Kohen, Ham, Oretz, Chavre. And where do we see a Tana that is cheshish for, a man Tana to chesh leiva, that is cheshish for this din of Eivan, because of it, he's mekel for Ham, Oretz. It's Rabbi Yosef. The Tanya, Omer, Rabbi Yosef. Mipnei ma hakol ne'emanim ataharat yayin v'shemen kol yimot hashana. Why do we accept gifts to the Beis HaMikdash for the nesachim of wine and of oil, which could easily be mekabel tuma? And we don't only accept it during the moed. You could say during the moed, we say kol yisro chaverim, but the whole year round, how could we accept it? Because if we don't, they shlo ye kol echad echad olechu bone banam bamal atzmo. The Sarek Bara Adum Alatzmo. They'll say, look, this is the end. I'm not coming to this ridiculous Orthodox controlled Beit HaMikdash anymore. Now, we've got better places to bring our karbonas. And enough is enough. So we'll create our own Geirut societies and our own Bate Mikdash and our own Para Adumas and our Kobeseder. What do we need them for? So in order to avoid... You'd think that this ancient lesson wouldn't have been lost on people. So in order to avoid those type of situations, you gotta cut them loose a little bit of slack. Because otherwise they'll go off and God knows what'll happen. there were once Chachomim. Amar of Papa, by the way, there's a machlokas how to read that for Sarev Paraduma Latzma. Does that mean, and therefore the Ne'emonim also for Pora? Or is it just an extension of this halacha? In other words, so you'll say, but I mean, certainly they know that they have to come on to us anyway for the Paraduma, and they know the Dinim. So they'll make their own Paraduma. In other words, they'll cut loose the Bechlal from all of their dependency on the Chachomim. Lamaisa, there is a Braisa that says Beferish that they're Ne'emonim for Pora, but not because of the Chash, but rather brings a Pasuk. It could be that's an Esmachta. Okay, in any event, so we see now, based on this concern, that there will be a nafkamina between Truma and Kochim. For Kochim, surprisingly, we have to be more Mekel. And for Truma, we can afford to be more Machmer, because we're not going to really turn anybody off. Nobody needs a Kohen Chover to give Truma to. You don't like me? I'll find other people to give Truma to.
Give it to Kohen
Amaretz. I'll give it to Kohen Amaretz, exactly. Okay, so therefore, who cares if he copies someone Bin Teva Kli B'Tov Kli when it comes to Truma? But if he knows that when it comes to Kodesh we're Makbid, so then he'll also be Makbid. Omer of Papa, Keman Mikablina Idna Sahaduta Mi Am Haaretz. Why is it that nowadays we accept testimony from on Am Haaretz, even though Be'etzem we should be Cheshish, that he's not really medactic B'Demorah? Come on, Rabbi Yosef. We accept him according to Rabbi Yosef, because if we don't, they'll go and create a whole alternative court system for themselves. Say, what kind of business is this? Well, we're not Jewish. So who needs your courts? Says the Gemara, but wait a second. I understand that we don't have to worry about the Truma that's given to the Am Haaretz. He'll go ahead and find a coin Am Haaretz. But is it not true that we could borrow Kalim from an Amaretz? So if we're now in the end, the Gemara is going to say, if you borrow Kalim from an Amaretz, you're certainly going to be table anyway, because of the Tumas Amaretz. Right now, for some reason, we're ignoring that, obviously. Tosfos says, I have no idea how we could ignore it. I mean, it's so obvious. What's the Gemara's kasha with that? And he leaves that question hanging. But in any event, if we have a chashash, and we'll see in a moment, I'll prove to you that we do borrow Kalim from an Am Haaretz. So then, why don't we have to be Gezer by Truma? Because the Kohen, the Am Haaretz, may see a Chover, who's being Tevo Kli B'Tov Kli, because we're being martyrim for Truma to be Tovah Kli B'Toch Kli. And he himself may come and be Matra Kli B'Toch Kli and not be Makbin on Shofar Tanot, since he doesn't know the halachas. And then the Chavar will go and will borrow Kalim from him, thinking that he was certainly Tovah the Kalim. So now, I mean, it means in order to protect the Chavar, we should be Gezer after Truma. Ditznan, and I'll show you that indeed we do borrow Kalim from Amoretz. Because here we have an interesting case. Kli Cheres Matzil al Hakol. We know that a Kli Cheres is Mekabel Tuma only Migabo. So that it's not possible to be Metame a Kli Cheres from the outside. The din is that to be Chotzeitz Bifnei Atuma, so let's say you have a mace, you have a body on the bottom floor, and then you have a opening to the top. So you place a Kli Cheres with its back facing downwards, which can't be Mekabel Tuma, on the opening. Anything which itself cannot be Mekabel Tuma is Chotzeitz Bifnei Atuma. So this Kli is not Mekabel Tuma, at least in this direction. So then it can't conduct Tuma. In order to conduct Tuma, it has to be sensitive to Tuma. Obviously, Tuma can't go through it because it can't get to it. So it would be Matzil, everything on the upper story. Divrei Beit Hillel. Says Beit Shammai, no. Things that you cannot be tevel, like foodstuffs or drinks or klicheres, that it would be matzalan. But if there were other kalim, let's say, were metal kalim or wooden kalim in the upper story, it would not be matzalan then. Just a shocking psak. This I'd like to understand. Look, once something is tamei, then it cannot be chotzeitz bifnei atuma. Since this kli can be tamei agabe amaretz, and we're assuming that an amaretz kli is tamei, how can it be chotzeitz bifnei atuma? Amrulam beit hillel, I don't understand what you're saying, but haloti artem ochlur mashkin shebetocho. You said that anything on the upper story, or anything inside the kli in a case where it was covered with a tzamit patil, that itself doesn't accept tyran amikva, such as foodstuffs, so you said it's okay. So make up your mind. I mean, either it is okay or isn't okay. I mean, if it's actually a conductor of tumah, so everything should be tumah. If it's not, everything should be tor. I understand where you pick up out of a hat such a mishigas. Well, Mrula and Beit Shammai, I'll tell you very simply. When we went ahead and we said that if you've got foodstuffs inside of this kli, it's covered with a tzamit patil, or it's on the second story in an aliyah, who were we metayret for? The atzmo tiharna. We were metayret only for the amaretz himself, because certainly no chaverim are going to eat from it anyway, because they will not accept food from an amaretz. Does that mean nitaheret akli? Shall we therefore also be nitaher akli, which was on that second story? Shetaharato lo lecha vilo. In that case, my dear Beit Hillel, you would end up using that kli, and we do not want to learn. We do not want to put you in a position of using that kli. Now, what does that mean? In other words, because you'll borrow it and you'll use it. Now, just to clarify the logic of your Tanya, before we get to dealing with the question. Tanya, Omar Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Yoshua heard this psak, and he said, it's absolutely embarrassing. It's such a dumb psak, but it's embarrassing. This is horrific. Intelligent people saying nonsense like this, I don't know. Explain to me, I mean, imagine a case. Here's a woman on the second story, and she's in the middle of baking some bread, right? So she's now rolling out her dough. So the isha's lashaba areva. So the woman herself and the areva, which is made out of wood, are tameh. Because I mean, you said it's not matzah lifnei atuma. But the dough is tar. She's tameh for shivas yomim, and she's got to get the paraduma and so. But the dough is okay. Eat the dough. I mean, did you ever hear such nonsense in your life? Or hear another issue. Let's say that we've got lugin, we've got these metal pitchers, and they're full of wine, yeah? So the metal pitchers are tamei, shivas yomim, and require hazoya and everything. But the wine, that's okay. I mean, I've heard crazy things in my life, but like this I never heard. So, a certain Talmud of Beit Shammai heard him saying these terrible words about Beit Shammai's psak. When it followed, Talmid HaKad mitalmidei Beit Shammai. So one guy turns to him and says, okay, Omar HaKata Mancho Beit Shammai, you ready to listen or you just want to spout? Yeah, but it means in an aggressive manner. Nitfalo is always aggressive. Well, Marlo, Emor, please. I'd love to hear an explanation of nonsense. Oh, Marlo, well, let's take it slow since I see you've got some problems in thinking. Step by step. Kli tamei, chotzei toine, chotzei. So let's just get the facts straight, okay? A kli says, well, Marlo, you know chotzei. If it's tamei, obviously it can't be chotzei. Thank you. We've established that much. Now, can we go on to the next step? Kli shalama aretz. Is it tamei or tahor? It's tamei. Very good. Good. Wonderful. Let me ask you something now. Imata omer lo tamei. Suppose you tell the ama aretz, your kli is tamei. Klum mashgiach alecha. Does he have any interest in your psak? Not only does he not have an interest, lo orosha imata omer lo tamei, he'll tell you, omer lecha, oh yeah? Shali tahor v'shalcha tamei. You wouldn't give me to eat about that section if you paid me. Okay? But that's exactly the pshat. V'zeota mancho beit shamai. We don't make a halacha where all that's going to happen, and this is basically the extension of the same din of Eva, we don't make a halacha which is not applicable. You're not going to eat the food anyway. Only the Amarz is going to eat the food. You're going to tell the Amarz the food is tamei. He said, what do you mean it's tamei? The halacha is that a kli is a mapsik b'fnei atum et chaytzitz. No, but not a kli tamei. Yeah, of course, but this isn't a kli tamei. I've been very careful. Yeah, but you, no good. You, Amor, it's your kli tamei. And he's going to laugh you out of house at home. So therefore, what are we going to answer the food? Now, Shankar, if we're mat to the kli, you're going to end up borrowing the kli? V'zeu, tamman shabet shamai. You're still embarrassed. Miyad alach Rabbi Yeshua nishtateha kivrei Beit Shammai. Rabbi Yeshua went and lied over the graves of Beit Shammai. Amar na'aneti lachem. I'm so sorry. I debase myself in front of you, Atzmot Beit Shammai. Umas too much alachem kach. Mefurashot alachat kama v'kama. If the things that sound so stupid are this way, imagine the things that actually do make some kind of sense. Must be that loch is like them. Is actually those who say this is the makor of the Gemara that Rabbi Yeshua held Ein Mashgichin Bevatko, because we don't listen to the voices from the sky in the Batko, because otherwise we sit at the Rabbi Yehoshua, what can we do? We don't paskel like you anyway, because the Batko said we don't paskel. You're obviously you decide yes to paskel like that. No, it wasn't Shammai. It was only between his Talmidim.
No, but you do.
Is the machlokas between the Talmidim of Shammai and Hillel?
Not
Shammai and Hillel. This was not one of the three machlokas in Shammai and Hillel besides Smicha. Omru ko yamav ushkaru shinav mipnei ta'aniyot. For the rest of his life, he had made so many ta'aniyot that his teeth turned black. Anyway, but getting back to our sugya, katani miyat, but it does say over here, lechavolo, that in such a case, if I were metayer the caliph, I would be metiring for you and for him both. And that I can't do because you're going to end up borrowing his kelim. Okay, so Alma, so you do see Shalim and I. You see that we do borrow kelim from the Amoretz. And if we borrow kelim from the Amoretz, then we should have to be cheshesh that maybe he would be teva kli betoch kli, because he would see the chomer being teva truma kli betoch kli. And therefore we should treat kli betoch kli betruma for the sake of the Amoretz, the same way we treat Kli B'Tov Kli for Kodesh, for the sake of the Amoretz. What's the difference? Well, not because Kishalina Minayim Adbelina Lokomina. Obviously, if we borrow a Kli from him, we'll be tabled. So how are we going to be... No, so then Bezul should have said that to Beit Shammai. Bezul should have told Beit Shammai, listen, I mean, what do you mean you're being retired the Kli for me in the second story? If I ever end up borrowing a Kli from an Amoretz, I'm going to be tabled anyway. Yeah, that's very nice. You'll be tabled anyway, but tamei meis not enough to be tabled. You need azar shlishi b'shvi. In other words, if I I'm going to be betayer. This you lishitasva, you chaver, you all the kalim from an amar to me. Yeah, no. So that means that the kalim on the second story that you're borrowing actually requires 7 days tefillah and hazoya of the paraduma shlishi v'shvi. Otherwise, it's not torah. Well, a lot of good it's going to do you to be tevel. Eh? The din of the tumas amar is just a chiyuv to be tevel. It's not that we're atkidekach. We're going to hold that they're not zoyer and tumas meis and so on. But in this case, it follows that it's going to be tumas meis. I have to make a takona that it would not be matzah on the kalim on the second story because lishitascha they're not tumas meis. I don't want you to be using things that are totally right. You can't use it. Normally you could use it, but not in this case. Because in this case there was a mace downstairs. And only this Tomei Kli was supposedly being matzled from the mace. And you don't hold it was matzled from the mace. So how could you be terrible with the Kli without using the Parat Dum on it?
Why is it not matzled from the mace?
Because it has two Mazamorites.
He takes it to the baker first and then uses it.
No! He didn't take it to the mikveh. It was in the house of the Amorites. 5 years ago this happened. 5 years later, the chaver is going to borrow this kli. And he's going to put it in a mikveh. What good is it going to do to put it into a mikveh?
Because the kli itself was tamei mace?
The kli that was between the first story and the second story was tamei tumas Amorites, which allowed the tumas mace to penetrate.
He's taking it to the mikveh before he...
Well, what's he taking? Not the kli that was between... He's not using that kli. He's using the kli that was in the second story in the Aron. But meanwhile, there's a kli between the first story and the second story 5 years ago with the master of the house died, and that didn't work. So I have to make the kli in the Aron on the second story tummy. That's the problem. So, but to say that therefore we should be metame kalim, the kli v'to kli, where there's no chashash to menatama to masmeis, they were talking about normal tefillah. Over there, I'll be tayvel it myself. So I don't have to make a gezerah that every time I am being tayvel a kli for the purposes of truma, that I, who know better anyway, should make sure not to be tayvel in a kli, because after all, Namarit who sees me may make a mistake to be tayvel in a kli that it doesn't have a shvarta note or where it's too heavy. And that I'm not going to worry about because I'm not going to be using it anyway. And if I borrow it, I'm going to be tayvel on my own. So who cares?
Never. Or until it's the time.
You'd have to first use the paraduma. The tefillah itself is not going to help. So you'll say that what? So okay, so the let the chaver be tovel at shlishi v'shvi. No. People who borrow don't borrow a kli for 7 days and now go through every time they borrow a kli. Please, you need a kli, you go into the next door neighbor, borrow a kli. Worst comes to worst, you got to put in the mikveh, but I'm certainly not going to take it for 7 days. By the way, the mashmaut is that Tumas Amoris does not require Erev Shemesh, which Tosis goes through. That was the big Tosis that I threatened you with, to show that there's no din of Erev Shemesh on these dinim. That's why it says kolaton biat mayim. I say kolaton biat mayim in Divrei Sofrim. Anything that has to go into the water. Why does it just say kolaton tefillah? Biat mayim is fine. That's all it needs. Put it into the water, and then you can use it. That's the pshat. So that there's no din of Erev Shemesh. But you're over here. You're telling me, can I borrow a cup for sugar? Then a week later, you're finally able to use the kli. That's not very practical borrowing. Nobody's going to lend it to you for that long anyway. Wait, so you're telling me now that means that atvila lo mahamni? And Amoret says, I myself now was stable this kli. So they're not believed. So that's what it boils down. I have to always be stable with kli. But Tanya, ne'amanim ameyar, it's al tar atvila tamemeit. That, no, that's not true. If they say, since they know about Tumas Meis, so if they say that I took care of it for Tumas Meis, they're believed. So why would anyway? Why would I be tabling? I'm Rabbi. No, Tyrus Tumas Meis. Not talking about Kalim. Lo Kasher. There's an Afkamino over here. Ha Begufo, Ha Bekelav. We're talking about two different cases over here. One is talking about where he's coming in now to be Tevel himself, and he requires now Hazoyah Shlishi Rishvi, has to do Tefillah beforehand, tefillah afterhand, afterwards. So there's a nafkamina between his own body, where he knows the dinim, and he says, I was tayvah, we accept it. This kelim, we don't accept. Rava says, no, both cases are talking about kelim, lokasha. It's two different cases over here. When we're saying you have to be makbil his kelim, and he was tevel a kli, he's not believed. And then in the other case he says he's believed even for tamei meis. One is talking about where he says, look, we're not cheshish that the Amar is his line. He tells you that he's a kosher Jew. He's telling you that he was tevel a kli. There's no cheshish, he's lying to you. He wasn't tevel a kli. All that we're cheshish is that he's not a baki in halachas. So if he comes to you and he says, look, I was tevel this kli, you ask him, well, how were you tevel a kli? What do you mean? I took the kli and put it in mikveh. Did you put it into the basket? No, put it directly into the mikveh. We believe him. But suppose he says, I put it into the basket with other kelim. So then we can't start asking, well, how big was the opening of the basket? Was it a shiloh d'ashvara? When does he know shvara? It's not a bucket, these kind of things. So mamela, there, you'd have to be tevel again. That's the point. But if indeed he tells you he never came to a matzah, that you have to be cheshish, so then of course we would believe him. That's the point. And then we accept it. But
the second one is accepted.
What's that?
One of them is he says it was never.
I'm sorry. The second one I said he's balti v'lo balti. It is not accepted.
So even though his statement shows that he knows the halacha,
I don't see it. He's makbid. He knows the shiurim. He's so sensitive. Anyway, the statement could be a response to our question. No, in other words, we know he knows the dinim and he's makbid and so on. And he knows that he's shlishi v'shvi. We're going to ask in a moment. And we have a case like this. We are telling you. We have similar cases. Ne'eman amaretz lomar, perot lo hukshiru. He can say, look, these perot never came in contact with any gemashkin, therefore they can't become tamei. That's a yes or no issue. I mean, he knows. He's telling you they can't become tamei, then it's perfectly reliable. But he's not believed to say, ne'eman lomar, perot hukshiru, avalo nitmahu. That's what we're saying. And he's not Neman for the Prate Dinim, and to be careful, and the whole problem of Teshuva La'ishtani, that son and so forth. That he's not believed on, but that they're not what he's believed on. He says, you said that he was believed in his own body? That's not true. I go for me, Behemon. Tanya Chaver Shabala Hazot. A Chaver who comes out and asks us to use the Mei Parat Chatat Paraduma on him, and he says, today is the third day of my, from the time I was Taihom. So Ramazan of Miyad, put it on him. But if an Amaretz comes and he says, today's my third day, we say, no, today's not your third day, buddy. Go now to the mikveh, and then we'll wait
your first day.
3 days. We're counting this as your first day. So in Mazin, Alav Achiyah said the Faner Shlishi Vishvi. So we only believe him if he's Teval. Basically, now we start counting again. So how can you say that we believe him? It says over here, we don't believe him even on his own body. Therefore, it says, I didn't mean we believe him under any and all circumstances. What I mean is that mitoch chomer shehichmarta lav b'tchilah. In other words, since he came for Hazoyah, you didn't believe him, and you were machmir on him to wait now in front of you 3 days and then another 4 days. So at this point, obviously, he's nervous. So then he does it correctly. That's when we believe him al gufa. So if it doesn't mean we need to have witnesses that he goes to the mikvah. It means that since he sees how we're treating him, it's like, I just want to take any chance of going through this whole mess again. So obviously, there he's machmir and he does it correctly. That's what I meant. That's how the Linda says, Ella. Because if Abaye was just being matar, it's what he said before, then when is it Ella? It's only in this case did I mean to say that he would be them. The next case that we had in the Mishnah is Achorayim V'Toch U'Beit HaTzvita. Before we get to the Beit HaTzvita, let's talk about the Achorayim V'Toch. What is that referring to? That there's a din of Achorayim V'Toch, that if one of them is Tamei, everything becomes Tamei B'Kodesh, but not the Truma. That's Kiditznan. We have actually a Mishnah in Kelim, Kli Shenitma Achorav B'Mashkin, We know that the Rabbanon were Geyser, a Tumah de Rabbanon. There's no such thing with Yeraisa. There is no such thing as a drink that can be Metame Kelim. By definition, can't be Metame Kelim at all. Because Kelim are only Mekabel Tumah from an Ava Tumah. Mashkin cannot be an Ava Tumah. The problem is that body fluids, which are not Mashkin, but body fluids, obviously can be an Ava Tumah. So the Chachomim were Gozer that Mashkin should be metameyakli, because there is such a thing as a liquid that's an avatum and it's metameyakli. Let's say saliva, let's say a vizag, right? So therefore, since they were geyser, in order, we have a general klal that the Chachomim always try to make it clear that the tumah, that their geyser is a tumah derabbanan, in order to avoid problems of burning truma and kutchin on a tumah derabbanan, which you're not supposed to do. So because of that, they made strange halachas. So anybody who comes and says, this couldn't be real tumah, this couldn't be such a thing. But one of the strange halachas that they made were that the mashkin tumayim would be metame the kli if they touch it from the back. They would only be metame the back and not the front, which is hilarious. They would be metame the kli from the back, not the front. Something that's tumah from the back is by definition tumah from the front. But they made such a distinction based on the distinction between front and back of Kli Cheretz. So they made such a distinction in order that you should be able to know the difference. That's a machlokas. An interesting question. Is the din of Achorayim said even on Kli Cheretz, which cannot be Mekabel Tumah Miachorav. It's actually a machlokas Rishonim, whether they said vis-a-vis Kli Cheretz will give it a back or there too. There's no such thing as Achorayim. So Achorayim would only be on the type of Kli that would be Mekabel Tumah Miachorav. So Kalishin itma achorav b'mashkin, achorav t'mein, and here's what it's referring to. Only the back of the kli is tameh, but tocho, however, the inside of the case, the kli, and ogno is with the fancy kalim, where the tip, the top of the kli is bent over to create a lip on the kli itself. So the ogen of the kli, the ozen of the kli, which would be a round handle, the yadav of the kli, which would be what they call a tail to the kli, so it's what we can, like a frying pan handle, that sticks out. Those things are tahorin, but on the other end, didmat tochokulo tameh, if the inside was tameh, then the whole thing is tameh. And a beit hatzvita, what exactly is a beit hatzvita? Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, it's makom shitzofto. It's a place where you, if you want to hand the kli over to somebody else, you don't hold it by its big handles. There's a little place where you can pinch it on the edge, and you can hold it there without putting your fingers into the kli. It's a convenient little thing for handing it to the next person.
Indentation.
And in those days, remember that the kalim basically were shared in a meal. You passed it around, and people would take out from the common dish directly, dip their bread in it, and so on and so forth, so that there was always a passing going around the table with the. So that was the Mokum Tzvita that they made, like it says, Vayitzbot Lokoli in Megillat Rut. So with the Targum of Vayitzbot is Va'oshit, and he handed her some parched grains. So that's the Tzvita.
And even with the plier, not using the word plier.
Sat. How's it spelled?
Sati, Bet, Ayin.
No.
Sat.
And what's it say here?
This doesn't have an ayin.
No, it doesn't have an ayin, but it's got a tet.
Ah, yes.
Not the same.
No, it's a tet.
Ah, it's a tet.
Let's change it.
No. Okay. All right, so that makes sense. Welcome to Tzavet. Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan says, no, what it is that the people that have a little bit of concern for germs and so on, they don't like dipping their food where other people dip their food. So it's a place, Makom Shenikiyeh Hadat Sovim. People who are a little bit careful about sharing their food. So what it is a little indentation, which you sometimes find in the, again, we've talked about the airline meals, the old picnic meals. We've got a little section that has in it a place to dip the salad dressing. So they don't want everything scattered all over the plate and people getting everything into it. So that place where they would dip their salad, or they have their ketchup, they have their mustard, their whatever, that's the Beit HaTzvita. So it's a separate, basically a separate mokom from the main Bikli, kibul of Bikli. Tony Rabbi Bovi, Kameda Rabbi Nachman, Kola Kelim Ein Lehem Acharayim V'Tov, Echad Kotshi HaMikdash V'Echad Kotshi HaGvul. There's no distinction made of Acharayim V'Tov, whether you're talking about the Kotshim eaten in Beit HaMikdash, or whether you're talking about the Kotshim eaten all over the country. I'm like, what? Kotshi HaGvul? What are you talking about? Kotshi HaGvul. Kotshim that are eaten all over the country is generally a way of referring to Truma. But it says beforehand in the Mishnah that Truma does have Acharayim V'Tov. And that we do make a din. So it's only a din in Kotshim. Meaning Kodesh Mamish. What's not? Acharayim V'Tov Beit HaTzvita Truma. And you said, Ein Lehem Acharayim V'Tov even for Kotshi Gvul, which means nothing for Truma also. What are you arguing on the Mishnah? What you're getting confused, it's the wrong language. What you meant to say is that whether we're talking about kachim or whether we're talking about ersatz kachim, that's what you mean, which are eaten outside of the Beit HaMikdash. In other words, with this really chulin shenasu altar zakeidish, not kachim agvul. Kachim agvul is the way we refer to truma. Truma does have acharayim v'tov. So what you're saying is that the ma'ala of acharayim v'tov Beit HaTzvita, the Kodesh is said even for Chulin Shanaz Rotar Sakodesh. That's what you're saying. Oh, that makes sense. Atkarat Anil, just remind me. The Omer Rabba Baravu, indeed, Rabba Baravu has said that the Mishnah includes Achat Esrei Ma'alot Shanukah. There are 11 distinct Ma'alot over here, because after all, this was the Shita that holds that there's a difference between the Kli B'toch Kli, not Mitam Chatzitza, but Mitam Shvoferet Anot Shashot, and the case of Matir V'Kosher, which is purely in terms of Chatzitza. And he ends by saying that the Chomesh Achronos, the Sheish Rishonos, are Bein L'Kodesh, Bein L'Chulish, and Asa Ataras HaKodesh, of which Acharayim V'Tochu Beit HaTzvita is one of the first six. And then what you're saying makes a lot of sense, that the din of Acharayim is said Bein B'Kotche Mizbeach, or Bein B'Kotche that are literally eaten in the Kodesh, or Bein Kotchim that are eaten all over the country, which is really cool, and but Chulin Shenazu Ataras HaKodesh. Whereas the Chomesh Achronos is said L'Kodesh Avalololo Chulin Shenazu Ataras HaKodesh. See, also relatively painless. Vahadarov of the Rabbi Lo Tanoi. The Tanya Salviga Gutnish Milan Kelimit Bilan Ben Lakodi Ben Latruma Tahiri. Abushalom er Latruma Avalola Kodesh. Yachi Truma Nami. Laman Kamrina and Chavirim. Chavirim Mina Yadi. Yachi Kodesh Nami. Ah, but Kodesh Vasile Amoritz Vasil Matras Esid and Truma Nami Vasile Amoritz Vasil Matra. Loma Kablina Minaya. So they Kodesh Nami lo mekabel nayo, no avi le'eva. So then Truma avi le'eva, lo ispatu. Those are your other koin amoritz chavre. Umant anu zekayish le'eva, Rabbi Yossi. The Tani Rabbi Yossi, if they ma'a kol ne'amanim al tahorat yayin v'shemen for the mizbeah, kol yomot ha'shana, kidei shalo yei kol echad v'yechad olech u'bone b'ma le'atzmo, v'soreif pora aduma le'atzmo. Omer of Papa keman mekabelina na'ivna sa'aduta mi'amoritz, keman k'Rabbi Yossi. V'neichush l'sheila, it's not. Klicheres matzila la kol divrei Beit Hillel, Beit Shammai, omri mino matzila la oflim ala mashkin, la klicheres. Omru le Beit Hillel, Beit Shammai, what? Mivnei ma? Omru Beit Shammai, very simple. V'nei, shrutami agabi amoretz, v'hin klita meichot zeit. Omru le Beit Shammai, aloti artam oklur mashkin shepetocho. Omru le Beit Shammai, yes, but kishikiyanu, oklur mashkin shepetocho, we're only matured latzmo, tiyanu. But should we therefore that Ayrat Akli should Arno the Arato rather would be both for you and for him? Tanya Rabbi Yoshua, Boshimi Divrechem Beit Shammai, Efshari Shalasha Ba'areva, Ishava Areva Tmeim, Shiva, and Batsek Tahor, or Efshar Lugin Mole Mashkin, the Lugin are Tmeim to Mashiva, and the Mashkin are Tahori, Nitpolo Tomita Kadmi Tomide Beit Shammai Marlo, Omar Lekatan Mensha Beit Shammai. Omar le mor, Omar lo, kli tameh, chotzeit, so edo chotzeit, so edo chotzeit, very good. Kli shel amoretz, tameh otor, tameh, אני ואתה אומר לו תמי, הוא משגיח עליך, ולא אומר לו שאם אתה אומר לו תמי, הוא אומר לך שלי תאור בשבת תמי. וזהו תאמן של בית שמי. מיד הלך רבי יהושע ונשתתח על קברי בית שמי, אמר, נעניתי לכם עצמות בית שמי, ומה הסתומות שלכם כך? מפורשות על אחת כמה וכמה, אומרו כל ימיו ושחרו שיניו מפני תעניותיו. anyway, בקטני מיד, לך ולא, צהל מה שעלינו מנהיו. true, but כי שעלינו מנהיו, we're going to anyway be מטבלינו לו. if that's the case, יוכן עדו לבית הלל לבית שמי, what's your problem? you weren't being retired for us. even if we borrow it, we're going to go and מטבלינו לו. no, but over here we'll be coming to mass mace, and it requires us our שלישי בשבי. ומונה לשוויוני, לא מושלי אינשי. what, and on תפילות, they said I was terrible at לומה אמני. ואתני נאמנים עמי אורץ על תארת תפילת המימי. אמר רבי אלוקשי, that's referring to גופה, they're נאמנן. but כלב, they're not נאמנן. רוב אמר, they could both be talking about כלב. it's still not a קשה. if he said, מעולם לא התבלתי כלי בתוך כלי, we believe him, we don't think he's lying. but if he says, התבלתי כלי בתוך כלי, but I was careful not to be terrible בכלי שאין בפיו כשרפרת ענות, so then he's not believed. that was exactly what the whole point was of our mila. But Tanya, Neman amar slama perot lo ukshur at all. אבל אינו נאמן למר, perot ukshur אבל לא ניתנו. so therefore, you see, we do believe amei haaretz, we just don't trust them in terms of the knowledgeability that they have, that's all. הגופו מימיהם, ותניה חובר שבלה הזאת מזין עליו מיד, אמרת שבלה הזאת אין מזין עליו מיד, עד שעשה בפנים שלישים ושביעים. אלו אמר הבעיה, מתוך חומר שהחמרת עליו בתחילתו, הכרת עליו בסופו. אחוריים ותוך, מהי אחוריים ותוך כרתנת? כלי שנטמע אחוריו במשקין, אחוריו טבעים, תוכו עוגנו, אוזנו, ידיו, אור טהורים. but if נטמע תוכו, then כולו טמא. And what's בית הצביטה? אומר רבי יהודה משמעו, מקום שצוף טוב, וכן הוא אומר, ויצבט לו הכל. רבי אסי אומר רבי יוחנן, זה מקום שנקייה הדעת צובעים. תני רבי לוי, כמדר רבי נחמן, כל הכלים אין להם אחוריים וטוב, אחד קודשי המקדש ואחד קודשי הגבול. אומר לי רבי נחמן, סתם קודשי הגבול, what are you referring to? תשומה. ועוצרן, אחוריים וטוב לבית הצביטה לתשומה. you must admit לחולן שנעשו אותה זה קדש. עד קראתן מילתא, יום הרב הברבו, 11 מעלות שנוכה, שש ראשונות בין הקודש ובין לחולין שנעשו את ארץ הקודש, אחרונות לקודש, אבל לא לחולין שנעשו את ארץ הקודש.